Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio as we dive into another Friday. If you're listening on release day, getting ready for an all-new weekend. Maybe you're doing some parties and stuff as Halloween is near and just enjoying yourself. That's what it's all about. You got to go ahead and enjoy yourself because we get one life, right? And that's the whole thing. Like when a lot of people are coming to us and trying to get some details about voiceover and stuff, I mean, they've been enjoying life maybe, but not to the fullest. And that's what the goal is now, is to do something that they love. And I mean, nobody's getting into voiceover just because. Like they enjoy it. They have fun. That's the whole point. Doesn't matter if you're just like editing somebody's work or you're the one, you know, performing it. So here's what I think is crazy, though, is so many people kind of forget. Now, I mean, maybe forget's not the right word, but they don't even have it like as a consideration when starting what they've done in their life. And I think that is where we need to focus right now, which is, what is your focus going to be, right? Like, there are a lot of people, you come in and maybe it's because you've been listening to audiobooks, right? And you're like, I can do that. I can do that better. And you're probably right. Yeah, maybe you can. We're going to go ahead. We'll develop your skill and we'll see what you got. But, you know, it's like you come in and you're like, I want to do audiobooks. I want to do commercials. I would love to do a kid's book or animation or video game. And these are great goals to have, right? But you kind of forget all the stuff that you have experience in already that can get you started, that can get you, you know, already sounding a little bit more seasoned because of the experience that you have, because of the knowledge or the passion or the drive, or it's just because you've been engulfed in it for so long. So first things first, right? When you're going around and you're just starting and you're getting educated and you're practicing and you're developing this skill and you're starting to kind of get yourself in a mindset of like, how am I going to get some work? Where am I going to start looking? What should I focus on? That is the question. What is your focus? Now, the way this was actually presented to me was like, don't be divorced from your past, unless it's your ex. That's different. You want to utilize your background. You want to utilize your interests and like the experience that you have. So like, we have plenty of people that will come in from varying backgrounds. And, you know, it's like, well, maybe they've been the person that trains all the new employees and they've been doing that forever and they just, oh God, I'm so sick of it. Okay, I'm glad that you're sick of it. Cool. We're going to get you out of that industry, right? And you're going to have fun doing voiceover, but you know, maybe you start doing training material, you know, or maybe you start not just doing training material, but like educational material, because that's what you've been doing. So when you think about it, it's like you come in with a built-in skill set already. It's a beautiful thing. And so many people just want to like not even think about what they've done because they're like, I'm so sick of it. I've told so many that have been coming from the medical field. Oh God, I'm so drained from it. I don't want to do medicine anymore. I don't want to be a nurse anymore. Cool. That's fine. You don't have to be. You can work in voiceover. But may I suggest that you start in maybe like medical scientific? Because like, think about all the words that you can say that my mouth can't. You know, my mouth can't, my mouth and brain can't compute, you know, and probably shouldn't even try. But that's work that you'll be able to get a lot easier than somebody like me who is a seasoned pro, right? And you're just potentially getting your feet wet. So it's like, you've got to go ahead and look at what has my past provided me? And don't try to erase it. Try to hold on to it. You know, hug it a little bit. You know, give it some love. You know, maybe you've got a background that's like heavy in like baseball, like a sport. Like you played from the time that you were a kid all the way through college, you know, and you are just a huge lover of baseball and you know all of it in and out. yeah, maybe look for some sports related stuff. You know, it's like you've got to look at these things because it's an instant like niche. It's an instant like you could fit into it almost like a glove. So these are the kind of things that you want to always keep in mind. Don't be divorced from your past or what's made you you. You know, these are the things that really, really can help just get things started. You can become anything that you want to be. But to get yourself started, to get those first jobs, don't make it so challenging. You know, allow it to come with some more ease because think about it. I mean, you were in whatever field for so long or you were surrounded by other people who were just as passionate about this topic as you were. You have connections already. You have built-in relationships that can maybe be just like, I don't know, massaged a little bit and allowed to kind of just slide right in with some ease. And just because it's like you were already there, you were already a part of something and you have that connection. Like, use things like that to your benefit. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So again, let's not be divorced from your past and what has been your job, what has been your career, what has been your day-to-day, and what is, you know, helped allow you to become you. You know, here's a great example too. I mean, even when it's your skill sets that you're developing as a voice actor, you know, you might not understand the terminology and you wouldn't be able to put, you know, the reason to paper as to why you choose some of the things that you do naturally and what you've done, you know, in the past. But as an example, like I had a student just the other day who is a former puppeteer, like big stage puppeteer. And for years, he was creating a character. And he had like no experience in being a voice actor. He just looked at it like, oh, well, I'm just, you know, I'm acting a little bit with this puppet, you know? And I'm like, okay, but think about it. In order to make that puppet come to life, you need to make it seem real. The way to make it seem real is it needs to speak like we speak. You have been doing that for years. All these things already to create that puppet and that bit of magic. So you're already doing it, but now we're going to get you the understanding as to why you made the choices that you did. So now you can actually like look at what you're doing and really, you know, put to paper in the way of like, oh, you know what? I am making the right choices. Like you could have that confidence in it now. And it's all because what you were doing is helping what you now are doing. And it's like the two worlds coming together. Again, it's like maybe you had the training background. Maybe you had a background in public speaking for your company, being on the phones and like speaking with patients or customers. Like all these are giving you additional skills right from the beginning. So don't just like ignore them. Don't let them drift away. Hold on to them. Cater them. Like, you know, care for them and see how they can help you here. And just getting your feet wet and getting you started. Because it really does. It goes a distance. And you'll probably surprise yourself when you start thinking about all the things that really you've accomplished in life that can come into play now, you know, for this. It's a beautiful thing when you see our worlds kind of collide. If you got anything that you want us to talk about here on the podcast, Marissa@voicecoaches.com, Marissa@voicecoaches.com to learn more about voiceover and voice coaches itself, voicecoaches.com. That's all you got to do. And we'll have a brand new episode that's going to be coming your way. Oh God, already November. That is going to be next week. Look at us go. But enjoy your weekends, enjoy your week, and stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news.